Welcome to another bonus mini episode of the Smashing Pumpcast. I'm Frank Garcia Hale.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and you know your boys had to chime in on these new tracks that dropped.
We got them.
Come on. Can't stay silent on the sidelines.
People always saying, you stay silent about this, and we say, nuh-uh-uh.
Yeah, they're always saying, sit down, be humble, and we're saying, no, we will take up space, and we will talk about the new Pumpkins tracks.
Correct.
That got released. We are, as we said in the previous mini-eps, look, there's a lot of stuff coming out. We're going to talk more about the songs, our thoughts on the songs, as opposed to, we'll talk about the video a little bit, but we're going to wait until we have the full saga, the full In Ashes saga, to really give deep thoughts on that. So just, you know, disclaimer.
We just feel like it would be a little bit of a disservice if, just because of the narrative of it or the idea of the piece, that it would be best that we wait till all five are released.
Yeah. So we can I will, to immediately contradict us, I will say, just this newest video, it was kind of my favorite because I think it works the best. It feels the most like a music video. It works as like a chapter in the narrative, but kind of works better than the previous ones as a music video. I think with the foot stomping and stuff like that.
The Robo Rat,
The Robo Rat, which, you know, rat in a cage, obviously, that's a loaded symbol there. In Pumpkin lore. But yeah, it was my favorite video so far. I'll say that much because of it was like in time to the music. There was sort of like, you know, the stomping and the dancing and the, you know, all that stuff. The stomping and the dancing.
Let's say we can't do that anymore.
You can't do casual.
You can't Bill do casual Cosby anymore. Yeah.
No. Casual cause.
So we got two new singles, Santana, God
Carlos
damn it.
Santana?
Yeah, Carlos Santana, Anal Santana, Ano Satana.
Year of Satan, which, you know, apt year to be releasing this song, for sure.
Oh, brother, is it. And then Birch Grove.
I gotta say, I loved these songs, and
me too.
You know, not to Jimmy Fallon too hard.
We're gonna Fallon it.
Yeah, I mean, when this full album comes out, I'm prepared to digest it as a whole, and we'll do an episode, you know, devoted to it, at least, maybe even a two-parter, who knows. But for now, I'm just getting more and more excited to have the album with these. I really liked both of these, and consistently the sort of second A side has been my favorite of all these drops, and that's the same with this drop. The Birch Grove I really loved, but I really liked both of them quite a bit.
I think Birch Grove might be my favorite of the six that have been released so far.
Yeah, I think same. I mean, it's like there's it's a little bit. Yeah, it's amazing, man. It's doing the thing that these other songs have been doing really well, which is sounding like fresh and new and sort of forward looking for the band. And this is no exception. But it does tug on like the right heartstrings of what I've always loved about the Pumpkins too.
I think it's
got that sad vibe. It's got that like the synth and I love the drum, the synthy. If anyone is talking shit about the drums on this album so far, like this is awesome. I feel like this is Jimmy Chamberlain synth style. It's such unique drumming, but you know, just not like analog drums. It's really cool.
They do something really interesting with this arrangement that I really love. I want to say, like, we've talked about a lot. Well, he's even said, you know, how they wear their influences on their sleeve, but it's not parody. It's just kind of informs.
Right.
And I feel like that's what's going on with this. I know he got a little defensive last night on the Q&A session when somebody brought up Depeche Mode, and he was like, got a little testy about it. I'm like, well, that's good company. Why not? But I do feel like, you know, not so much the 80s stuff, but like there are bands now or have been kind of doing a little bit of this sound. He even mentioned one of them, Drab Majesty, which is a fantastic band or artist guy. and he had mentioned, you know, liking his music, you know, Fantagram, stuff like that. But
yeah, I was gonna say Fantagram is the one that I know Billy digs a lot. That it kind of does that 80s thing, but it's not retro,
but it's fresh
either.
yeah and I feel like that way with Drab Majesty, another band that I mentioned on here, Black Marble, bands like Tempers, Jadu Hearts, they have this kind of sound where they use that influence, that synth kind of 80s sound, and kind of make it their own. And it feels like Billy's taking that and making it his own, you know, the Pumpkin Zone. Mm-hmm. And I really, really love how he's taking these influences and these different parts and putting it through the Pumpkin filter.
Definitely. And they're doing it really well. Like, kind of, I mean, we have the benefit of, like, you know, we've recently done a bunch of episodes really analyzing and thinking a lot about their older album, their 90s albums, just because we're going chronologically, but like, and talking a lot about that, how the Pumpkins, you know, have always done that so well, like distilling all these influences into something, even if they're kind of old, like influences that don't seem quite modern, into something that is totally like fresh sounding. And it's very exciting that they're doing it, and they're going in this direction, which, you know, is it's like a new direction for the band ish but like pull gish but like pulling, you know, there's moments in Birch Grove that or I'm sorry, in Anno Satana, Devil's Year, it's like it's layered, but there's, you know, I love the lyrics, I love the claps, there's like a fun vibe to the lyrics, but then there's these little tinges of familiar SP kind of guitar sounds in there, like there's, you know, it's really cool. It's doing it for me, both of these songs.
Yeah, and I can't tell you again like how much I enjoy Katie Cole and Sierra Swan's backing vocals on these tracks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's not since like Nicole, you know, I feel like the female voice with Billy's just really works so well together.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish it was implemented more, but I just think that I'm really glad that they're on these tracks, because it just works so well together. And it adds a different dimension to the songs. It kind of elevates them a little bit, because I was thinking about this last night, thinking like, oh, what would these songs kind of sound like without these backing vocals? And while I think they'd be good, I just think that their backup vocals lends an extra layer that makes them even more special, I think.
Yeah, definitely. They're anything but like tacked on. I mean, it's like, it's so built into the, you know, this overall sound that they're doing, which I'm so psyched that there is clearly like an overall cohesiveness. I'm so excited to see the new album. Okay, here's a question which I could easily find out myself, but have all of these, and I could just look at the track list.
They've all been in the first 10.
First half. Okay. Yeah. So we could still be looking at a totally different
second half,
you know, disc, I guess you could call it, if you're buying the record, which we are.
We are. We did. We both broke down and ordered one of the special edition colored vinyls.
But I can't complain, because we've been getting these gigabyte using WAV files every time. And I am going full Neil Young Pono and downloading the WAV files, and I'm doing it proudly. But it feels so weird messing around with iTunes and trying, because like,
dude,
I'm like cobbling this thing together in a way that feels very like old school, but frustrating, because iTunes isn't like built for that anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway,
even get me started on Apple Music.
Yeah, I guess iTunes doesn't exist anymore. Yeah,
it's Apple Music.
Though it is on my computer, because I'm a Spotify user, so I never updated it. On my phone, it's Apple Music, but on my desktop, it's iTunes, baby.
It's very annoying, and I say this as somebody who owns primarily Apple products.
Right.
We know the frustration. You know too, Apple. You're listening. You're always listening.
Yeah. Oh boy.
But anyway, back to the let's kind of break down these tracks by track. You know, we were talking about Anno Satana, and yeah, we're talking about the backing vocals. I love that part where I'm gonna insert the clip instead of singing it, but that the ooze that they do. The backing ooze when the second part of the song are so good. It's driving, it's pulsing, it's just such a fun, like, high energy song that just feels like it's moving forward. Have you ever seen, maybe you haven't, but there's a film that's on Shudder called Blood Machines?
Mm-mm, no.
It's very French. I'll mm-hmm. say that, but it's a horror futuristic. It's like a neo horror, very stylized, almost like psychedelic horror film.
Mm-hmm.
That I really liked, but also have problems with. But the soundtrack's really awesome. But this song feels like it would be at home on like something like Blood Machines.
No, that's cool. It sounds cool.
Yeah,
Blood Machine. I don't know, parody, maybe. That's mashup.
That'd be very, very niche. Yeah
But luckily our audience might appreciate it, or at least confidently tell us it sucks.
Right. Well, if you're a fan of horror, you should also have the Shudder app. It's awesome. And also a movie I'm in is on there, so there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
Scare Package coming out on Blu-ray.
A nice Blu-ray. That's the Pono of physical media, or of visual physical media.
But anyway, what are your thoughts on this track, Pat?
I really like it. You can't help, it's driving, you can't help kind of like bop your head to it. I really like the lyrics
me too.
A lot. I like how they're sort of the I'm a wanted man. Like I had this thought, which is that perhaps in a very Billy cool way, he's like expressing his fondness for country through this very not country on the surface sounding, you know, this very not country like instrumentation, you know, which I think is very cool. And it kind of fits in the vibe, I guess, of the video, like this sort of future, like dystopian future Wild West feel, I guess. Mm. Like a future, but a future version of that. So future cowboy is sort of like what came to mind here. And I wouldn't be surprised if Billy's doing that, because he's obviously been, you know, with the Cotillions album, but also just the music he shares. It's all old country right now. So it's a very cool way. If you were to tell me, you know, and I get this is just a theory, but if you were to tell me like the Pumpkins are weaving in country influence on this new album, I wouldn't be surprised to hear it, but I wouldn't expect it to express itself this way. I don't know if that's what they're doing, but I had that thought and I like the thought.
Yeah, I think you're kind of onto something there. I mean, we're just all speculating again. Don't, you know, message us being like, what are you talking about? That would never happen. But
right, we can't actually read Billy's
we
thoughts.
Literally we cannot
we're
read
working
his
on it
we
though.
Will never we're, be you, able we have to predict a, what he has in his mind.
Yeah, we have a Ouija board and sometimes we try to
we
like,
do try
communicate with him, but it doesn't always work.
Oh yeah, but instead we just do light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah, which is so fun
with two people. It's very hard, but it works. what I was going to say is, well, I think you're onto something, because of the Cotillion. It's like almost like you take Future Embrace and combine it with Cotillions, and you kind of have a little bit of this lyrical kind of feeling to it, where it's a Venn diagram, which is mostly this new sound. And then there's a little sliver of the Cotillions OG Lala mm-hmm. sensibility to it. Cause like with Wrath, you had a little bit of that country-ish, flavor to it with a little bit of the 80s pop, and it maybe that's I don't know, maybe there's something there.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's like, you know, that's what I think that's what good musicians do. They pull from all sorts of sources, and they, you know, or pull inspiration from all sorts of sources. But yeah, I'm a wanted man thing, it's just like it's a different type of lyric than maybe a lot of the lyrics he's written in recent years, which have been very sort of, I don't know how to describe it, like, wordy, kind of, I guess, or it's just like simple and kind of like familiar and a little bit like of a sense of humor, kind of. It's
coquettish.
It's fun. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. It is. He's having fun, and the claps are back. I love the claps.
Yep.
Yeah. Very cool song, I enjoyed the video as
so
well.
Let's talk about Birch Grove. Again, this is probably my favorite of the six that have been released so far. The beginning kind of reminds me a little bit of, are you familiar with the Austin band I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness?
No, I have not.
If you're not,
I have not chosen to listen to that band.
Yeah.
But I wasn't presented with the choice until now.
But they're not really around anymore, but on that third album there's a song that is called You Are Dead to Me. And I'm going to insert it here because it kind of has a little bit of that feeling to me. When I heard this song, the beginning of the song, I was like, oh, that kind of reminds me of that track. It's, again, it's not ripping it off whatsoever, but just kind of gave me those same vibes. I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness is a kind of a cool band to check out if you are into this sound.
Yeah, it's a great it's a great name.
Yeah, it's one of the best band names ever. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds gothy with a sense of humor, which is a great great combo.
And then what you were talking about with Jimmy's drums, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the drums from Always Something There to Remind Me, or like something from Adam.
Yeah.
Adam and the Ants,
boom,
you know.
Boom, boom. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it gives me a little bit of that sense. Again, don't get mad. I'm just saying that's, to me, that's what that sounds like.
Yeah, I wish I was. Yeah, if I were more like literate in terms of music theory, I could describe better what I love about the drums and the synth and the combination. I don't know if there's like a unconventional timing happening, but it's just fucking great. And yeah. I love how it's like the constant like lead synth, the like. It really it hits those notes that are just what I'm all about with the Pumpkins. Like I mentioned, that it kind of tugs the heartstrings a little bit. It's like this sort of mix of sad, hopeful. Just love it.
Yeah, I think the technical thing that's happening with those drums is there's a slight delay on it. So when he's hitting it, it has a little bit of this delay that in time, it's kind of like what The Edge does with his guitar work in U2, you know, if you time that delay just right with picking or hitting then or striking, then it kind of has this really cool effect. And I think that's kind of what's going on with the drums, where it feels like it's a little bit of a, you know, like a little delay
right
on top of that hit. I think maybe we should ask the discographers about that. we should get their opinion about it. They will be joining us sometime in the near future, but maybe they have they can break that down. Recently in one of Billy's Q&As that he said, I think it was either last night or the night before, he said that it's a little bit of a nod to Giorgio Moroder. Who's an Italian composer. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's like, yeah, and I guess that makes sense. He's thinking of this, he's thinking of this project in a sort of cinematic way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that's nothing new for the Pumpkins. They've always had sort of a cinematic vibe, but...
But I think I'm trying to think if there's anything else. What I wanted to say was that what really excites me about these songs is the possibility of one day maybe hearing it live.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I know. I hope so. I'm so excited to see them live when these new songs are woven in, and of course when live music can happen. There's a lot of ifs and hopefully they're just whens, not ifs, but big whens. And but when that happens, I was thinking the same thing, which is such a good sign. You know, it's like we were talking recently about how like it's an exciting time to be a fan because of this new music, but also I feel like we're exiting sort of a looking back fondly on the old stuff phase as Pumpkin fan, you know, with like the Shiny and Oh So Bright tour. And even that album, which like, though there's plenty of good songs on it, it did feel like it was like a regrouping period. It was like, okay, let's get the band back together as close to how it, you know, started and sort of like recalibrate our sound. But this feels like a plowing forward in a really cool way. So I'm so excited to also see these live.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Any other thoughts as far as like, is there anything else we could talk about? Cause I guess, I'm still a little confused about the clock, the countdown clock.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing seems to be kind of, matching up to, I mean, cause like before they released those two episodes and the singles without the clock, but this last time it was with the clock.
Right.
And then there's three other clocks happening, which one of them we know is the album.
Right.
But it feels like, I don't know, it's kind of funny to me because it's like, well, what are the clocks then? You know, I'm intrigued, right. But at the same time being like, is it necessary?
I still think it's probably one of them. So one's the album. I still think one is probably a Machina reissue, unless that's been debunked.
I don't think that's, I thought so too, but apparently he's been kind of putting on his stories and stuff about how like, that's probably, I don't know. I think he said that it was, I think the likelihood is that it's probably not anytime too soon.
Okay.
That it'll probably be in the new year. Maybe. I don't know. That's the impression I get. At first I was very convinced that it would be done in time for like one of these clocks, but the way that he's been talking about it, unless maybe he's doing something deceptive, I don't know.
Throwing
us off the scent. I would love a Machina box set to come out by Christmas time, but I don't know, something tells me that's probably not gonna happen. And then he made a comment about how like he wanted to release something that was archival or do a release, and then somebody in his circle said no because it would take focus away from the new stuff. So
yeah. Well, I'm psyched about the new stuff. I'm also kind of off the, I mean, I'm aware of the clocks, but I'm not following them as closely as you know. But we love the clocks. Shout out to the clocks. We love our great
We're
great
clocks.
We're
just not watching you anymore. We're too busy Jimmy shimmying to these new songs.
Yeah, definitely. That's all I have to say for now, yeah. I think, but it's really, it's just making me more psyched to listen to this whole thing. And, but yeah, love,
me too.
Love Birch Grove and love these new tracks.
Yeah. So what's on the docket, Pat? We have a Melancholy episode coming out. Our first Melancholy episode, Dawn to Dusk. That's going to be coming out on Tuesday. And then 2 weeks after that, we'll have Twilight to Starlight with our good friend DC Pearson, and we might as well tease this now. We have a special guest coming up next month.
Yeah, who's very cool and very relevant to these new songs. Sierra Swan is going to be joining us.
Yes.
We're very, very psyched about that. So stay tuned. We got Melancholy, two-parter, and then Sierra Swan coming up. Yep. Next.
And then we're going to be tackling the Aeroplane Flies High disc by disc.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we'll see how this, that's, yeah, that'll, and that's going to probably take us through 2020, baby.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
It depends. We'll figure out exactly how we break down that.
We'll see.
That one episode wise. But in the meantime, yeah, stay tuned. Melancholy and Sierra Swan coming up.
Yep. So until next time.
Pumpkinheads, we bid you farewell.
And good.